Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It's 6:30. Hello. It's 7:39. It's almost 20 before 8 o'clock. We're looking at about 76 degrees, the beginning of a hot, muggy day. Palmetto Mornings on WRHI. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Yes, we want to go forward in the hour,
especially
closer to Friday.
Woo!
And that gets us closer to the coolest event that's happening in Rock Hill. And I will say the state of South Carolina and the United States in 16 years.
I would say a global thing.
International.
International? We are big time.
Out of this world. This is really cool. Yeah, the world. Yes. So we're talking about the 2017 BMX World Championships. They will be riding into Rock Hill, kind of starting next week a little bit, leading up to July the 22nd, which is the kind of like official kickoff, food trucks down in Fountain Park, the parade of all the countries that will be here. I mean, this is big stuff. Our city, they're expected, will grow by about 20,000 people. And just in case you're curious, we are 12 days away from it.
I saw the exit sign on I-77 today, and that's when it hit me. I'm like, this is big.
People are really excited, and there's so many things that are part of this excitement is our friends over at Historic Rock Hill, which Lindsay Stuber is here in the studio with us. And Lindsay, always good to have you to update us on many things with Historic Rock Hill, especially this exhibit that you all are tying in with the World Championship. And talk about it, and how did it obviously come about?
Well, Rolling Through Rock Hill is the exhibit that we're doing. It'll run through July 22nd when the festivities open through August 5th. And it's part a history of bicycling in Rock Hill, but also, you know, really history of bicycles. You know, we have everything from an 1870s safety bicycle, which is the kind of the great grandfather of the modern cycle, to like, you know, track bikes that weigh like 1 pound, you know, I mean, so it's a big mix. I'm excited. I think my favorite bike coming in, we have actually with the Penny Farthing, which is the, you know, big front wheel with the teeny tiny back wheel.
Yeah. I love that bike. So where did we get, did you find these bikes on loan to us, or how did you put together?
They're all on loan.
Okay.
We have, I don't know if Paul Neal, he's letting us borrow.
Where in the world is Paul Neal?
Yes. Oh my God.
From Rock Hill. On two wheels. Okay.
Yes, sorry. That was our theme music for Paul Neal.
It was fun.
Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, but it's over.
He's letting us borrow quite a few bikes.
Oh, that's so...
We have a Bayless Mack Mercantile in Fort Mill.
Yeah.
He's actually letting us borrow the safety bicycle.
Ah, sweet.
Because those are not exactly easy to store. and we'll also have, I don't know if you remember, back in 2014, we had James Spratt White V rode a replica of his great-grandfather's bike from Rock Hill to New York City after his great-grandfather had done it in 1936 at age 63, I think.
Wow.
Yes.
Impressive.
So we'll have the replica as well as a couple other. I think he's also bringing me a Swiss Army bicycle, which I had never heard of, but...
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's like the knife and it
will... Well, that's what I thought. But it is literally a Swiss Army bicycle. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what a great idea. And I think that's just what's so exciting about Historic Rock Hill, because BMX, I think, is so now. It's so 2017.
Yeah.
It's so 2000s. But yet you all have said, you know what? It started somewhere. And this is, if you want to enjoy the BMX thing, maybe before it kind of starts, before you go out there, learn about the history of bikes and how they've evolved over the years. Holy smoke. Talking about safety first. It's now safety first back then.
Well,
it was
and, you
good
know,
luck.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Good luck.
Yeah. But in Rock Hill, you know, before the advent of the, you know, the car and before the road system, you know, bicycling was all anybody had to do in the 1880s and 1890s. And Rock Hill was huge for cycling even back then. I mean, Rock Hill had three tracks, one massive stadium that could sit actually 1,000 people in the 1880s and
90s. Wow.
For watching bicycle races. There was actually a small track inside of Winthrop Training School. I mean, bicycling was huge.
Who knew? I mean, who knew this?
We were
Did we know this before we decided to pursue such a great opportunity with BMX.
I did, but.
Take all the credit, Lindsay. I like it.
But I love how we are to what you said, Lucas, finding the where it began, learning the connection of appreciating our history, moving forward into our future, and providing something that is adrenaline-driven and enjoyable for families to come out and watch.
We have to think too, we have a lot of international, this is an international event. So there'll be some international folks that come in to learn about this.
I mean, I forget how many countries are
represented. I think they said 40-ish. I mean, 20,000 people. I mean, that's a lot. Riders, I think like 3,600 just competitors, riders. I mean, it's crazy. Well, that is awesome. So this will be at the historic White Home?
Yes, at the White Home, 258 East White Street.
Okay.
Like I said, through July 22nd through August 5th. And admission is $5, so we've cut the regular tour rates.
Okay.
But we'll have about 13 bicycles for all ages to come through and see.
I love it. So speaking of historic, the White Home here, it's going through a lot of construction.
Yes.
Can you tell us what's happening and update us where we are?
We are, we've just met with the contractor. We have Jim Ryerson, who is awesome. We were having some issues, to say the least, but he's gone through, and we hope by August 10th, to actually be able to open it up to our membership and show, you know, hey, look, we have porches you can walk on. We have front steps again.
It's an old house, so it needed a little bit of TLC.
Old houses always need TLC.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yes, and, you know, like every home repair project, you know, you say it starts small and then it just kind of.
Surprise!
Yes.
Well, we need this now, and this now because we have this, we need this.
Well,
and
when we started to take this up, we found this.
Well, that's probably also hard, too, doing a construction project like this because it is so historic. And so it's not like you can rip something up. Certain things you can and go to Lowe's and just put it back in. I mean, it needs to fit the aesthetics of the house, right,
you know,
in the time.
We have to spend all the decking on all the porches has to be special ordered because nobody makes that profile, you know. And plus, it has to be treated a certain, you know. So they did a lot of custom work trying to fit boards into place. And
when you look at the architecture and the design of days gone by.
Yeah.
It is so intricate. It is so individualistic. You can certainly see that these things were very hands-on produced.
They were built to withstand everything back then. Not that our homes, not that our houses are not now, but those homes were built to last.
You know, if you think about it, the wood used on the White Home, for example, you know, the original decking was hard pine, old growth wood, you know, and those things were naturally water repellent, naturally bug repellent. Well, if you use, you know, untreated pine now, it's new wood, it's not old growth, you know, it's the like weakest piece of board, and so bugs just have a field day with it.
It would be a buffet for termites.
Yes, it would. And that's really what happened at one point. And so, you know, there's this great thing for homeowners. The Department of the Interior puts out these preservation briefs. They're all available online.
Okay.
And if you have a historic house, which is anything 50 years or older, it actually has everything. Repair tips, histories from, you know, porch repair to roofing repair to even, I mean, just it's, I think there's 32 of them.
That's great.
And, you know, the best thing about the preservation briefs is they're very practical.
Okay.
And the porch one specifically says, once you paint it, nobody knows whether it's old wood or new wood. So if you're having to replace it with what's going to last.
That's a good
point. So, we're replacing with really good treated wood.
It's a little bit of the old mixed with the new, right?
Yes, because, once it's painted, nobody's going to know. So,
they'll just talk about how pretty it is.
Exactly. And, you know, 30 years from now, it'll look just as good.
That's true.
As long as you keep painting.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Well, the event is called Historic Rock Hill is presenting Rolling Through Rock Hill. You will just be able to see the evolution of cycling in Rock Hill, which, as Lindsay told us, goes back hundreds of years. It's fascinating. This is all leading up, of course, to the 2017 BMX World Championship. They will roll into town kind of starting early next week, but the big kickoff is the 22nd where this kicks off. Yours event will go in through August the 5th, and you can learn more about the BMX event by getting the app. It's just search for 2017 BMX Worlds. It's powered by Comporium Communications.
Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay. Yeah, thanks so much for the updates. We appreciate it.